This letter was written to the alumni of Worldwide Philosophy, What Life Is and What Life Is For, written by Z. Charnot, Thursday, January the 8th, 2004. It is Thursday, January the 8th, 2004, 1 month and 5 days since the last meeting of our class. We have heard, met with, or encountered about 15 members of the class during this interval of time. We requested in our last meeting, in writing, at the end of the class, a response indicating your further interests. We made some proposals and presented some options. Some of you have expressed definite selections from those options. Several things prevent us from a sustained relationship with Elliott Lake Institute for Learning in Retirement. 1. It is necessary to integrate education and training. We regard education as the kind of information distributed in the class, and training as involving meditational disciplines. That wasn't possible via the policies of Elliott Lake Institute for Learning in Retirement, which excluded meditation as a subject. 2. The quality of space required for meditation must be quiet, with little or no possibility of interruption or fragmentation of our attention, or any distractions from the immediate environment. Those conditions are difficult to obtain at any of the proposed and explored alternatives we have investigated, except in our home. 3. The integration of education and training in the subjects at hand require continuity of effort and an intensity of effort that may be beyond the commitment or interests of any or all of the alumni. We have yet to determine whether that level of commitment and interest is possible by means of individual meetings with those that have come forward showing the greatest interest so far. No one wants to make a commitment to something they don't know enough about. That means that it is our responsibility to begin to define the kind and degree of commitment required for the progression of the subject matter. We will begin that definition here. Life is an open, flowing relationship with the energies and patterns which we may consider to be our source. The closed and defined self and the pursuit of independence, while it may meet the demands of what we may regard as survival, is counterproductive to the enhancement of life. We need to comprehend the immensity of the scheme of life itself. Glimpses of this immensity are provided by a number of references. One of the most recent references that gives some indication of the scale of life's affairs are the two books by Michael Newton, 1, Journeys of the Soul, and 2, Destiny of Souls. In these two books, we find that the soul connects part of its total fund of life energy to a chosen human body, with the intent of meeting certain challenges and making an increment of gain within the span of a single human lifetime. Sometimes, hundreds of lifespans are spent in detailed observation of familiar patterns during periods of planetary history when such detailed explorations are possible. The present period in the history of this planet does not afford such an ordinary, detailed organization of familiar patterns. Quotation: "The earth itself awaits with groaning the revealing of the children of light." End of quotation. The information presented in the 12 sessions of the class referenced the recitations found at the website www.timestar.org regarding the changes occurring in the entire solar system. That information need not be repeated here. When we see major upheavals occurring in every other planet in the solar system, from a shift in its polar axis to major changes in the atmosphere, we can be sure that just such changes will occur on Earth in the immediate future. Some of you may choose to live your lives so as to change as much as you want, when you want, if you want, and thereby determine your own destiny. However, the transformation of this planet presents the challenge and opportunity of transformation with the planet and the energy densities it is encountering in its sojourn with our sun into this segment of the galaxy, which the sun has not visited for 200 million years. Some of you may have witnessed the recent presentation of the work of Emmanuel Velikovsky on television, CBC documentary, January 7th, 2004. We have recorded that particular television broadcast, and we would be happy to share that video, but greater detail is available by simply reading the books. 1. Worlds in Collision. 2. Earth in Upheaval. 3. Ages in Chaos. And 4. Oedipus and Akhenaten, or several other of his subsequent texts. Velikovsky deals with the collective amnesia of humankind in the face of major upheaval in the Earth's environs in historical times. He found the manuscripts in the Leipzig Netherlands Museum, which provided him with the incentive to continue to investigate other cultures and find parallel accounts. Numerous sources indicate that we are at the threshold of similar intensities of global upheaval. It is not a time to live life as though it were an extrapolation of the recent past. We need to be prepared to open ourselves to the influx of energy and pattern flowing toward us in increasing intensity, and our meditational exercises have the intent of causing that to occur. It is a total fallacy to believe that we can indulge in a pattern of identifying what's wrong and finding a remedy on a one-at-a-time basis with respect to health, environment, economics, or the political upheaval characteristic of the world today. With this deposit of information, we believe we are disclosing a broad outline of our nature and our intent. We need to know whether you are prepared to even begin to explore that kind and degree of openness and the change in life practices and in human nature which it implies. Inform us of your intent. Warm regards, Z. Charnot, Jennifer Gray.